Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
No, it's a slice of life, you know? It's a slice of life. We just screwed, and here's the afterward conversation.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's something that everyone does.
Yeah.
Something that should be captured. Something that is never really captured.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only captured by actors and actresses acting out a part.
Uh-huh.
But something that should be captured. I'm interested in hearing how it sounds on an actual conversation sounds. But now you know that it's on. So, you know.
But
you should make believe that it's not on. Just ignore it.
Yeah.
So, it didn't look to me like you were enjoying it then.
I was.
You were. But it looked like you were just lying there, like you wanted it to be over soon and stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't get up. Like, I don't climax with it.
Right, but you didn't even look like you were enjoying it.
I was.
Also, how come you don't put your legs up? You don't like to put your legs up?
Position.
I know, but
you know what I like?
You know what I like? When my legs are stretched out and your legs are together. That's my favorite position.
Yeah.
But
I know. Yeah.
But most girls don't like that. Most of them. Most girls like their legs to be real stretched out.
And then around the guy's
legs. Well, no. Like now, that used to be, but now most girls, you know what most girls enjoy? At least the ones I know. They like to have their legs up. Like, remember at one point I started pulling your legs up, like up above my body,
yeah.
Up on my back.
I don't know, I have
most girls
positions.
Like that because somehow it does something to it, but. Yeah, but I was just wondering if you don't like that. Because I don't like it that much either, but I thought you would because I thought maybe you'd get off on it or something.
No, I like different positions.
But you don't like that position.
I don't mind this. You know?
What?
It's not
why is it that nobody understands that these, the kind of conversations that nobody wants me to tape are the kind of conversations that should be taped?
Yeah.
You know that, right? You know that.
Because
they can do it yourself, and that's why you don't want them taped. The ones that they do, this is the one that most people would like taped. They'd like, hello? Hello? My name is... How are you? That's the kind that most people think is interesting. That's not the interesting ones are, so, how did you feel last night? Well...
Anyway, I enjoyed it.
Well, good, I'm glad.
I waited a long time and...
Well, I'll tell you.
What?
If I hadn't come back from New York so diseased, it happened a long time ago.
Yeah?
Yeah. So now what happens if you got a baby?
A baby?
Yeah, I'm pregnant.
I get pregnant?
Yeah.
I go
and
play the
Tourette. And then what happens?
A little abortion, I come back.
Have you ever had an abortion?
No.
Well, if you get pregnant, let me know. Maybe we can work out something. Maybe you want to get married?
Oh, Andy.
What?
Stop kidding, please. Stop kidding about that.
Oh, really? Are you taking that so seriously, right?
It's a subject I don't like to joke about.
Really?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because I went with a guy for 3.5 years.
Oh,
he likes to get married.
Oh, he
didn't like it. Didn't
like
to get married.
You're not looking for a relationship now, are you, with that guy? Are you?
What I'm looking for is to have a nice time with somebody.
You know, on a track, conclusion rampage. Rick and Rick on point with the knife I stop for my lip. That be rolling the mad joints. Just put your hands in the air. Cause there's a party over here, so grab yourself a beer. And we can get our FIFA on. I'm with it, so let me put my big brown FIFA on. I'm coming with the disco, I can flip so. I'ma drop a solo tip. Something for the honeys in the crowd. Let me hear it, so I can turn the party out till tomorrow afternoon. Cause when I grips my stills, no one leaves the room. So tell me, can you feel the mass girls coming with the FIFA, FIFA, FIFA?
Step to the side. You gotta run and hide. More to the side.
to run this back. So you can break your flares out. Interest in the only one. We got it going on. So let me get my flowing on. Hit the blast on the past, then you heard her. Me and the boys coming down with murder. And it's gotta be the way. Everybody wants to make a move, so just party. Or we can have a jam. So get your move on, I'ma take this groove and slam. Flip it how I want it, flip. From the back to the front when I drops me the manuscript. Cause I got the moves. And I'm always on the flow with the crazy, crazy grooves. Tell me, can it feel the math skills coming with the fever, fever, fever?
The Sarah Kwaki, she transformed the Sarah Kwaki bomb that we designed to take her out because we knew we needed something powerful to take her out. So we designed a bomb that was so powerful that it could wipe out the universe like three times, wipe out the universe. And she's modified this bomb so that now it's got the power to wipe out the universe about three times over. She launched the bomb about an hour ago. I'm going to read you the letter that I got from Brent Spiner. But before, I don't want people to panic. This is a situation. I was reading from the Bible and the Lord gave me peace. I just happened to be in a section about dreams, and Zach Knight got on Skype and told me that he had a dream last night that a Jesuit master, when he was growing up, he said the dream just keeps going through his head and he can't get it out of his head. And in the dream, the Jesuit master came to Zach and right before he died and told him, I think, some story about how a king had leprosy and he wanted Jesus to heal him of his leprosy. But it was too late because Jesus had just been crucified and he'd already died on the cross. But his servant found the Shroud of Turin with Jesus' face on it and he put it on his face, and I guess it caused Jesus' face to come up to the servant, and the servant went to the king and said, here is Jesus' face. And his face just glowed up, and I think his face actually became Jesus' face. And the king saw that and he believed and he was healed of his leprosy. So I just want to say, even though we are in a serious situation, we have a miracle working God. And as long as our hearts are right and we obey his commands, it's going to be all right. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't take the threat seriously. And I happen to be reading from Daniel. And so I said, Lord, I read this letter to Brent and I got very sober because what my test. Poor, brave Brent has had to go through, nobody should have to go through this.
Test.
Angelina is a master at emotional abuse and she is evil. Test. I think she's possibly the most evil person in all of human history.
Test.
So I was reading Daniel chapter 2 and was about King Nebuchadnezzar having a dream.
King what?
Somebody to interpret the dream. And it really upset him. And I was thinking, what a coincidence. I happened to be in a passage about dreams, and Zach Knight just told me he had this dream he couldn't get out of his mind. And it was Daniel chapter 2. And the Nebuchadnezzar told the astrologers and soothsayers and fortune tellers, if you can't tell me what my dream was because I can't remember it, but it's really upsetting me, I'm going to kill all of you because you're all fake and you're no good. And he was about to kill off all the astrologers and soothsayers. They said, we can't tell you what the dream was. You got to tell us what it was. He said, oh, you're all fake. If you had power to interpret dreams, you would know my dream. Daniel said, wait, let me go to God and he will tell me what your dream was. And the dream was about a statue. And it had feet of clay and iron, which is, a lot of people believe the feet of iron and clay represents Rome. And as I was reading that, Gail said, Jesus was telling me, Gail, Angelina is like, she's the leader of the Roman Catholic Church right now. She's the Jesuit leader. And she's like those feet of iron and clay. And I am the rock that's going to come and smash the feet. And the Jesuit order is going to go down. That's what he seemed to tell me. And then I was reading Daniel chapter 3 about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And Jesus is saying, this is not to say that the threat is not serious. It's very serious. In fact, it's so serious that only God can rescue us. I don't even think Satan could rescue us. Maybe. But I think only God. This is a real serious threat. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow down to the fiery furnace to worship a false god. And they were willing to sacrifice their loves. They said, lies. They said, King, we will not bow down to worship this false idol. And this is how I feel. I am not Lord. I will not worship Angelina Ballerina as the Antichrist. She claims that the Sarakwaki that she's sending is going to knock down my Gale shield, and it will, unless we have a miracle from God. It will knock it down. And when it knocks it down, she will come and rape me, and I will be part of her harem. And I think she wants to use her satanic powers, I think, to like make me an extension of her, or I will be her sex slave forever. And that will happen if Jesus Christ does not intervene. But as I was reading from Daniel, the Lord seemed to say, but I will intervene, Gail, because you have been obeying my Gail commandments, and you have faith in me, and because you have a heart for me. And he says, I'm really sorry that I had to have Brent go through this, but this is all part of my plan, and I'm so glad that you're trusting me, even though you're confused and you don't understand everything. And so in Daniel chapter 4, chanting and roughhousing violently with each other, many of the losing Jesuits began to get victory raped, which was clearly just as exciting for losers as it was for the winners. I looked away, cringing with disgust. Angelina raised her petite hands with a crowd-appeasing smile. Congratulations to all winners, she called. Jesuits finished their rapes and grabbed their cash, charging nakedly from the room to immediately spend their newly acquired money on whatever first impulses that came to their minds. Still others remained to continue raping each other in the corners of the room. Angelina's voice darkened. And now for the grand finale! She grabbed the dial on the machine. As she turned the dial to the right, Lori's stomach began to grow. Right about, Angelina adjusted the dial. Lori's stomach grew and shrank as Angelina fiddled for the proper setting until finally, there! The oven timer dinged, and Angelina stopped the dial. She then smashed her tiny index finger on a button that said, Deliver! I'm ready, Dr. Spiner, Lori called, a huge, creepy grin spread across her face. She opened her legs to me tauntingly, wrapping her fingers in succession along her belly.
Hello?
My whole body was like a wet noodle, barely able to keep myself upright. I weakly crawled on my knees to Lori to deliver my baby. For a Jesuit, the childbirth process is overwhelmingly efficient, almost mechanical. With little fanfare, the baby dropped out of Lori's vagina like a soda being dispensed out of a vending machine. It's a girl, I announced tiredly, dead inside. Yay, we can name her Gail after your ex. Lori threw her arms around me. My
ex. The person who you are trying to reach is currently unavailable.
Go ahead, Angelina. I did everything you wanted. I clutched the baby, bouncing her indignantly on my shoulder. Now let us all go and leave Gail alone. Angelina laughed and squealed. Oh, Brent, haven't you and Gail learned anything? Never trust a Jesuit. With that, she punctuated herself by slamming on the launch button for the Sarah Kwaki. No, I yelled. It was too late. The Sarah Kwaki had been launched. All of my efforts, all of my sacrifices had been for nothing. I felt like I was the only human on earth who could understand the pain that Jesus feels. To know that he died for his children on the cross, only for those children to be lost to the devil. It's a pain worse than death itself, worse than any crucifixion, any humiliation, any form of torture. Clutching mine and Lori's daughter, I curled up on the floor into the fetal position, and we both began to bawl like babies. Suddenly, a woman in a military uniform appeared in the doorway, her piercing eyes staring into me with such intensity that I was compelled to stifle my tears and look toward her. It was Rule 13. Rule 13 put her finger to her lips to quiet me, then squatted down like an umpire and held out her hand. All hope wasn't lost. I had to pull myself together. There was still time to save Gail, and I wasn't alone.
Gail?
There were angels among us. Swelling with renewed courage, I picked up the baby and flung her toward Rule 13 like a football.
Who's
this quickly
Rule 13?
Who's Rule 13 in this? I'm kind of lost.
I don't know. I hear myself, though, and it's very
Oh, you always say that. Shut the fuck up.
Well, you know, I mean, it's hard to get the thing right when it's getting right.
You know what? Just be blessed that we're grumming, because it's fucking working, and so far I haven't crashed yet, but I'm about to, I'm sure.
Well, me too.
Comcast. Cunt. Let's just get this out of the way in case Comcast is listening since I tagged them. Comcast, you're a bunch of cunts. Comcast cares, and Comcast, you're a bunch of cunts. You lie, you shape traffic, and you think that just by ignoring it and pretending it doesn't happen means it doesn't happen. Well, just because you're having your candidate, Donald J. Trump, hole in the office and he's going to disband the FCC doesn't mean you're going to get away with it. Oh, wait. Yes, you are, rather. The end.
Alright.
John Kobach.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
John Kobach's politics, Cheryl? Gertel.
What?
John Kobach, Alex Jones. Hello?
Yeah. Your former employers and all that.
I don't know what's going on with that shit. I don't know what's going on with it. I am not a part of that. I have never been.
Really? Because you worked for these people that believe Alex Jones is for real.
Cheryl, they didn't. Cheryl, I.
No.
Just because I worked for them doesn't mean I'm a part of that. The thing is,
you should be ashamed.
I'm ashamed for them, yes, but I'm not ashamed of myself. I didn't do anything.
It's pretty embarrassing for them, isn't it?
It is, yeah. You know, it's sad because I think they're just doing it for ratings. At least I hope that they're not actually believing. I don't get it. I really don't. Can you explain it? What's going on? I didn't even watch the video, to be honest. To be fair, because it hurt me just so much to see Max stand, not only next to Adam Curry, but also, I mean, not only next to Alex Jones, but also with Adam Curry. You know, just like,
ridiculous.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
I don't
know. Jesus Christ.
I'm trying to ignore myself.
Why?
However, my voice is just so horrible.
Shut up.
I'd appreciate it if you'd fix it so that I don't.
I don't know how to fix it. Why don't you just be glad and nobody else can hear the problem, so fuck you. Who cares?
Well, I can, and it's bad. Fix it.
Well, the only way I can fix it is if I just sort of tell you to fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. It's fixed.
All right.
And why am I getting so much of this? Like, look, I have this noise decopulator. See, when I turn off the noise block thing, I hear this static cling. Do you hear it?
No.
No, you're dumb.
I hear myself.
Yeah, I know you hear yourself. You told me 12 times. Shut the Christ hole. Shut the Christ hole.
Fix it. Okay, so Madge, behind you, there's nothing.
That's right, because I have to rent out my apartment because Comcast won't fix my internet, so I have to go to Chicago.
And you employed one of my sisters to do that?
No. Oh, yes. Yes, isn't she pretty? I had one real estate agent come over, and as soon as I saw it was you, I said, we're done looking. And I signed the contract. A rental. It's a rental. I don't know what the fuck's going on with Deborah. She's online, but she's not answering. Cheryl!
What?
Why aren't you talking? Dead air.
I felt even more intensely now.
You hate yourself more than I do?
No, how is that? I hear myself more intensely.
Oh, is that so? Yeah. Is that so? Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Oh, is that so? How about this? Is that better?
Hello? Yes.
Okay, but then you're not going to hear any sounds I play on this channel, like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, then,
You won't hear any of the... You won't hear Gail when I'm playing Gail, then.
Well, good.
Can you hear Gail?
No.
Okay, now can you hear Gail?
Hey, that's not yours! Angelina saw Rule 13 and screamed.
Okay, so just ignore yourself, you stupid.
She wants to know how much it costs to rent your condo.
$1,350. It's 2-bedroom, 2-bath, but I'll give a special price for anybody on GC who wants to rent it, aside from that weird guy with the violin.
For how much? Wait, which weird guy? There's so many weird...
The weird guy with the violin from L.A. who's just very strange.
I don't know who you're talking
Everybody
about.
Blocks him. I can't remember his name.
There's so many people that everyone blocks.
He used to stalk Auntie Vera, and he stalks a lot of people.
What's her name? Fuck?
I can't fucking remember. Vagina face?
Well, describe her more.
She's not black.
Okay.
I don't know. She plays the violin. Steve Eddy.
Oh, God.
And she hates when I call her Cray. She hates when I call her Cray.
Just because she's mentally unstable.
I don't even remember. I've been doing this grum so long, I forget why I think people are crazy. Like, I don't remember why he's crazy, except that I know.
Edith said he stalks people.
Has Edith said that? Or I just said that?
No, you just said that.
Yes. Oh, well, that's true.
Okay.
But it's kind of like, I don't remember. And I don't really have any direct evidence that he's crazy, except for the fact that, like, 20 people told me he is.
Yeah.
So
does your condo smell like a filth of fish?
No, just my vagina, which doesn't smell gefilte at all, just like fish.
Okay.
So there's no gefilte in my
Wasabi
vagina.
Says blocked.
What?
Wasabi said blocked.
Oh, is Steve Eddy is blocked?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try to look to see how many donations we got, since some anonymous donation person holder is... Supposed to be
double your impact at the beginning of the year. You can have an impact by having your 501c3 tax deductible donation to the church made.
What?
Yeah.
So all transactions.
Tax deductible, Madge.
What's tax deductible? Your vagina?
Donations to the GC Gram holder.
Is it? Didn't know that.
Yeah.
What else? How's your employment going?
Horrible.
Why?
Because, you know, there's all these children at the daycare center, mm-hmm. and they're just horrible, and I can't kill them, because if I kill them, then I won't have any income.
Why can't you kill them?
Because their parents will not pay anymore.
Wrong answer. You just said because they won't pay if they're dead.
Yeah.
Not because it's illegal to kill. Or wrong, really. Seriously, tell me about this. Did you watch the video of Max Kaiser on Alex Jones? Because I didn't watch it. What happened? Tell me. Because I don't want to be too... I couldn't watch it because I felt like I would be too traumatized, but I want to know what happened.
I didn't really watch much of it either.
Okay.
I didn't have to see very much of it to want to just throw up.
So is it safe to say that that he wasn't being critical of her?
Obviously, Madge.
Oh. Wait, somebody just gave me Gail's number, so I guess we'll do that.
Where's Deborah?
How do you feel about Norm Augustinus being done with his podcast and website? Says, I didn't know he was done with it.
Squirt.
I'd like to know the details. Brendan Testard, or T.
Max endorsed Alex Jones. It's disgusting.
Yeah. How did he endorse it? I want to know what he said. Like, I mean, I know because I kind of read the way like you posted something, Cheryl, about
Rachel Maddow. Deal with
what's that. Going on?
I thought that they were, you know, smart and stuff.
They are smart, but I think the thing is that
they're not smart.
Alex Jones has millions and millions of listeners. It's got to be for the listeners in there. But if they're actually trying to convince
them, those people as your listeners, man,
I'm completely lost. I have no idea. I'm sorry. I have no idea. Alex Jones is a conspiracy theorist. I mean, he's just completely whacked out of his mind. He doesn't have a mind. He's just a schizophrenic like Gail. No offense, Gail.
Normal. Now, this is the new normal of America, man.
What is?
This. Buying buckets of food for the end times.
Okay, we're going to call Gail, and I'm going to start asking her about Angelina, and you can feel free to bump in. I don't know if she's going to answer.
All right.
You can talk while we're waiting for the phone. Is Deborah there? Her picture's on, like she's there.
All right.
Gail, this is Madge. I'm practicing. Gail, this is Madge. Gail, it's Madge.
Hello, Madge. Nice to meet you.
Oh, I'm Deborah. I'm talking. I'm practicing for Gail. I'm dialing her number.
Gail?
So
what's Gail?
Gail, the Angelina Ballerina Gail.
You have her number?
I just tried calling her, but she didn't fucking answer because of you.
Wait, like a number or a Skype?
It's a phone number from Brendan T. What is that fucking noise?
Sounds like her lips. Is she playing with her lips on the ground?
One can only hope.
I think that's her alien baby.
Now, when is this end of the world thing?
My new favorite video.
The new cocky?
No.
What is?
It's my new favorite video, Maya.
Okay. Well, let's talk about money because we have a matching gift person who will match up to $300 to D. So each. We need to get $300. Not each.
And we need to reach our goal because as that cartoon that someone so lovingly made 7 years ago, and it's still true, made, Grumholder, Madge needs to pay your insurance. Now it's true of all of us, because of the new America, a new America.
Because John Kobeck's, because thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, bye.
But wait, John Kobeck posted, lie of the century, you can keep your doctor. What's your rebuttal?
What's my rebuttal?
Yeah.
Yes, lie of the century from all of the insurance companies that fucked everything up. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Obama. Thanks, Republicans. How about?
Yeah, and like Obamacare sucks,
you
but the thing is,
asshole.
We still don't have a life. We have no longer a lifetime maximum, and we no longer have discrimination based on pre-existing conditions, though they can discriminate against you based on age, which is
so funny. I think that they should definitely deny John Kobeck because he's fired. Fat. And we know fat ain't healthy.
No, and then you got to watch all those fucking commercials. I'm not watching TV anymore, Cheryl. I'm so sick of all these diabetes commercials.
Yeah,
and Lyrica and fibro and diabetic nerve pain and ketoacidosis. And this might kill you. What?
A girl at the school told me today, which is kind of true, she said, you know, she suffers from severe depression.
Oh, and fibro.
She got put on medicine, which actually helped her, you know?
Natalie?
No, but a girl at the school. Darker Natalie.
Darker girl.
And Tootie. And, you know, she told me, she's like, you know, it was kind of sad when I got this because my whole family's like, black people don't get depression. And she was like, yeah, they do. And they were like trying to convince her that that's not true, that black people don't get depression, because in the commercials, it's always white people.
You like that video, man?
It's all right.
That's kind of sad. Isn't that kind of sad? That is true, though. It's like it's marketed only towards white people. All these depression videos are all white people. I mean, they're being serious, Joe.
Well, only white people. Oh! Okay, wait, man. We need to check in about something here, okay?
New duties?
First of all, donations. Second of all...
Oh, you're waking up.
Duty cleanups. My new duty cleanups.
Okay, where are they?
No. First, donations. Second, duty cleanup.
Okay, we got some donations, so where are the duty clips?
I was super manic the other night, y'all.
Is it called Cheryl D?
No. Really? Wait, Madge, no, you gotta make them earn it.
Ruining my fucking Kickstarter energy drink.
Well, this was Chinese waterfall.
And it's not even carbonated.
Will you stop talking over the duty?
I'm sorry. Forgot Golden Globes.
Are you done? I hate Jimmy Fallon. He is so goddamn annoying.
Oh, burning top burn.
Cheryl, your duty made me sneeze.
He's trying to rice
me. Wait, Madge, you need to, before you play the clip, you have to say what the file name is.
I did, is Chinese Waterfall.
Is this from the holder, Cheryl D?
No, it's from the holder, Cheryl D.
No,
not Cheryl's
Chinese
D.
Waterfall.
Cheryl
in
D.
In the holder,
yes.
In the holder, there's a new folder called Cheryl's D.
No, it's called Cheryl D, I told you.
Okay.
First of all, can we talk about why it's always you two girls that record these god-awful videos where y'all have something apparently wrong with y'all's mouths? Because
really
I don't never have these problems where it sounds like water's just falling out of me.
Well, listen, I had some problems, and you don't need to judge.
So everything that I'm hearing is
that's
wrong.
That's not normal.
So I just totally ignore my brain-to-brain now. For the past couple days, I've been trying to figure out what's going on.
No.
Circumstantial evidence. And from the little bit of communication that I've had with Zach.
So next is Chinese just waterfall.
Plural going on. Angelina's obviously behind
me. I hope you're drinking a Pedialyte after this.
Still in power.
This next one is duty for gas and D drops.
Turn off Gail. Turn off Gail.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, this next one is entitled the turd. Duty for gas and D drops.
Wait, what?
Duty Fort one. Gas and D drops.
Okay.
Oh, Cheryl.
I'd hate to use your microphone.
That sounds like cum.
The thing is this. Those are not clips, honey. Is that what you told me? Those are episodes.
Enhance D slide out. January 6th, woo.
She can't edit videos. But
Cheryl, I mean, Deborah, shut up. This is a duty premiere, and you're talking.
Oh, Jesus.
Trumpet. Trumpet D, January 5th with gas.
On my birthday?
Trumpet D, January 5th with gas bullocks. Okay, that one gets highlighted pink. Next one, Trumpet D, January 5th. I guess without gas bullocks. That one gets highlighted red.
It sort of sounds like an elephant.
We're putting that one on rotation. And goes to Grum rotation for about 3 years. And go. What's this leftover thing at the end, Cheryl? This.
Take the trill away. Take the trill out. Is that an E flat?
That's the duty, man.
That's the post duty, though. What is that part? It sounds like a frog.
Man, that's the duty coming out of the lead up.
Oh. Sorry.
That was actually good. That Eat My Pussy, Mrs. Garrett was to the beat.
Yeah.
I like Zion.
Okay, so next and lastly, Waterfall and Drips. January 5th, Deborah's birthday. Cheryl, I really love the sound of you fingering yourself to listening to these clips.
So.
Did you? That one hurt. That one was not pleasant. My stomach was so upset.
Instead of you taking the time to edit the video on my birthday when I asked you to, for the donations, you took the time to record yourself with a good miking system of you shitting, and you edited them as clips. And
that was on
them.
That was on my blown.
Thank God it is waterproof.
Yeah.
Not duty.
You need to, next time you do it, what you do is you take a TRL countdown video and then edit it. So when he goes like, here's number five, and then have it play the sound. Number four.
I want to talk to Matt Peters about Comcast, but I don't see her.
Oh, let's not talk. Madge, why is my internet not working on for the Facebook Live?
Traffic shaping?
Facebook sucks.
No, it's not Facebook.
You were probably recording.
Who's your provider?
You post your videos publicly, and they're, you know, kind of copyrighted.
Who run the world?
Comcast.
Oh, there's Matt Peters.
Those two girls that want to be added to the Golden Circle?
No, I added one. I don't know who Ashley is. Who's Ashley?
She added me, but I don't know, but you got to donate first before you get added.
No, the other one did. The cuckoo clock did, the other one. I didn't add Ashley because I didn't know if she donated.
The Ashley girl seems nice, but she
did she donate?
She's like a very nice listener. She's a new listener, and Liz is a new listener, too.
But the other one donated. Did Ashley donate? That's what I wanted to know.
I don't know. I think they found us through my Facebook.
Yeah, that's not the answer to that's not what I was asking.
But I basically paid them. I don't know. You have the holders to the keys of the PayPal.
Okay, remind me to search for Ashley when we go through that later.
All right.
Meanwhile, let me try to find this Matt Peters.
What do you mean, find this Matt Peters?
I mean, get him on the holder. He's probably drunk at a gay bar, as usual.
It's a Sunday night.
He's probably... Oh, I went to my parents for dinner today. We had chocolate.
Oh, no.
We had chocolate.
Hello.
Hi, Gyro. What's this now? Your problem about... Tell me what happened with Comcast, please.
My problem is different from yours.
I need to know.
They called me and they're like, since you've been such a gay catch me for a year, we're going to basically boost you to the 150 megabit service and give you 100 channels of cable through Xfinity or whatever. So they did it. They sent me this stupid box, but I don't have coax to run it and set it up. I don't want to deal with it. I don't watch cable anyway.
Okay, now can you explain to me what's going on with my traffic shaping? Do you have any idea what's going on? Because I don't.
Man, who cares? You're moving.
Shut up!
Your situation is kind of odd, especially since you've already complained to them.
Like 100 times.
100,000 times. Now, you said you filed a complaint with the FCC.
Yeah.
But I'm not 100% convinced that your complaint had anything to do with the resolution of the issue.
Right.
There's obviously something wrong with the, what the fuck's it called?
The node.
The node that you're at, and they're just not doing anything about it because it's a bunch of old people and you.
Yeah.
But what I've noticed is, like, when I tested during the week, it seems okay, and then, like, every Sunday, it's fucked.
It's because
everybody's home.
Can we talk one at a time? I'm asking Matt Peters. Go.
It's fine. You know, everybody's at home probably. Well, I know you've got tons of horrible gays in there. They're probably all camming.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
But you know what you can do to fix it is you can try to find the node and then set it on fire. Yeah, you'll not have internet, but then they'll have to replace whatever's busted.
The node is my building. What do you mean? I'm supposed to...
The node is on the outside.
It's on the outside.
But what does a node look like?
It's cable. It's cable, right?
What the fuck does it look like? I don't understand. A node.
It's a box.
How big?
About the size of... Maybe about the size of an iPad, but real fat.
It probably says Comcast.
Something like that, yeah.
Nothing. The things that go to the houses are on the roof of our building. You don't think it's there, huh? You're right. Cheryl's right. I'm moving because of this, so who cares?
It's pointless.
But what I don't understand is how come, like, the speed test that they tell you to use works fine, but the actual speed test that I use doesn't?
Obviously, it's obviously traffic shaping. They probably see a lot of bandwidth coming from your modem.
Once a week?
Fuck if I know.
I hate them.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Comcast. I hope they die.
The alternatives suck, too. Who knows?
Just update your Windows XP to Service Pack 2, man.
Okay.
Okay.
So how about
now? Can we talk about certain people that are tenured professors and now have a book contract, but can't donate any money?
I think he's still negotiating the book contract.
Oh no, it was settled. 10% he gets for books that are podcasted.
What?
Yeah, podcasted books.
Okay.
All right. Going on. Look how many listeners we have here. See, I did such good promotion of the program before the program. 22
symptoms like
in the chat.
Itchy rectum, itchy vagina.
Oh, that is a lot.
And I did the promotion, didn't I? Yes, I did.
What did you think of that black Facebook page?
She knows that that's the only way she
can get it. Oh, my God, that was amazing.
She doesn't care how she has. She's obviously a sex addict, and she just wants sex.
Tell him about it and turn off Gail.
She doesn't care about commitment. She just likes to have sex. And it just... thrills her to death.
When she turn can get it off. We're having a grunt.
She can blow him up. Oh, she's done that.
What
a
about
lot.
Them sex dolls?
You fucking cunt. You fucking cunt. I'm trying to talk.
I heard Roy McBride's voice on the phone.
When he took that tongue out, I lost
it. She and the Jesuits set fires around my mobile home in 1998. So I figured out.
Oh, my God.
Calm you cunt. I'm trying to talk.
I knew I had Brent in my life. And because I had Brent in my
you
life.
You said shut that cunt off. I thought you meant you.
In my life because he had connections.
Turn off Gail now,
did you
please.
Get the picture of the note and he had in Messenger?
Yes. Turn off Gail, please.
Shut up, I did, you dumb cunt.
Okay, so there is this...
Go ahead and drone on some more about your Facebook
group. There is a Facebook group for... What is it, Mayot?
Mayot.
Chi Town Foodies.
What?
Where did you send this, Deborah? I don't see it.
In Chicago who like food.
I sent it on Facebook Messenger.
Why Facebook Messenger? I'm on IRC, I'm on Skype, and now you're going to send me something on goddamn Facebook? What the fuck is wrong with you? Why you're doing your grums on Facebook and they cancel it?
Okay, man. So there's this group on Facebook called Chi Town Foodies.
Yes.
Okay, and it's got 124,000 plus members. Most of them are how do you say this?
African American persuasion.
Yes.
Oh, I need to join this.
And the posts are fucking ridiculous. People are posting pictures of their food, mostly some memes, etc. But these people are posting the most ridiculous shit, often food that they think is so delicious in takeout containers or styrofoam plates, and they're showing it off.
Are they ashy?
Oh, Lord, speaking of ashy, can we talk about this picture that John posted? He took a picture in Walgreens, Madge, and this will get you off. There is no question. I mean,
That's a stocking. That's not ashy.
This is normal, though.
That's not. That's a stocking. That's not ashy leg, is it?
Not a stocking.
That is not skiing.
Yes, man.
No, that's not skiing.
Take a picture of your plate. Fix me a plate.
Wait, this John Jenkins.
No, Madge, and then in this group, there's a woman, and she tells people to come to her house, and she fixed them a plate. Okay?
Girl, y'all have never lived in the South. I feel sorry.
Are we talking about this ashy leg?
They're in Chicago, Deborah.
That's what I... What? Well, anyway, if you live in the South, that's normal. Come get you a plate.
Yeah, I see it, Cheryl. But I don't think that's all... Man. That's a stocking.
How is that not skin?
That's not, that's not skiing.
It's bleeding. Look at it. It's bleeding.
It's not feces. Oh, it is bleeding.
Yeah,
it's
skin.
It's normal.
Perfectly normal.
That's normal.
Is this the lady that said gays, they got a penis in their mouth, they gone to the devil? Is this that lady?
Oh, Lord.
You get a penis in your mouth. You get a you get a pussy in your breast. You going to the devil.
You
put a cock in your face. There's something wrong with you.
You shake. You got a woman's breast in your face.
and then there is
you
this woman.
A woman. You have
she,
shut face. Up, Cheryl. Let Matt recite. Go ahead, Matt. Go ahead.
You, as a woman, you have woman's breast in your face. You are perverted.
Yes. And the rest.
Trey, they canceled out the ass, too. I'm so happy.
But but that's not. But if she was white, they would have canceled her.
No, of course not.
They would have capo.
Human.
Oh.
Don't.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Eating up cushion, Mrs. Garrett. Eating up cushion, Mrs. Garrett.
Okay,
hold on, Miss Heather.
Matt, the first time you heard that, did you get a little whore?
No. But I was trying to identify the pitch also.
Did you, when you heard the clip of the one that was enhanced, D, slide out? You hear that one?
What do you mean you were trying to identify the pitch?
Of the trumpet butt.
You mean you were trying to figure out whose it was?
No, the pitch, like the tonal sound.
Oh, I thought you meant you were trying to like identify the source of the duty. I think you meant you were trying to identify the source of the fart / duty.
No, we know it was Sharon.
Oh, okay, that's why I was confused.
Yeah. Those are clips.
Kim Burrell. Yeah. Somebody's demanding calls.
Oh, fuck them.
I wonder who it could be.
I'm sick of calls. I'm demanding money.
Eggs in the puss.
Oh, well. Who do you want us to call eggs?
Is she a donor in there?
Of course she's a donor. Why would I give a shit otherwise?
Oh, God.
God, you're dumb. God, you're dumb.
Kim Bulldogger. Yeah.
Who does she want us to call?
What happened?
Oh, Deborah's gone.
Oh.
Well, no abort then. At least we have Matt to be aborted.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to play with this hot thing.
Matt, will you please request abortion?
What?
I said Matt will request abortion next.
Abortion?
Yes.
Crowdfunding.
You're so slow.
Hello.
Digital nomad.
Hello? Ruined it, Cheryl. Ruined.
Digital nomad.
Cheryl, you are babbling and going on like an old woman.
I'm a digital
when
nomad.
No abort added and you ruined it. You ruined it, Cheryl. They answered. Why are you so slow? I wanted Matt Peters to ask for an abortion, and you're just going on babbling like an old senile old woman playing Mahjong.
Well,
God,
you know, it's like those women that you posted a picture of.
What about? What women?
Who are those women?
Real estate agent.
No, you posted a picture of two women that looked like they were at a party.
I don't know what you're talking about.
the work
hotline
party.
Hotline is Justin. How can I help you? Hello.
Hi. Hi. I need some assistance, please.
Okay. Well, how can we help you? Are you pregnant?
Yes, I'm pregnant, and I don't know what to do.
Okay. How many months pregnant are you?
I think 2 months.
Okay, are you keeping the baby?
I don't know. That's why I'm calling you.
It's not my decision. It's your decision to keep the baby or not.
Well, I need some information. What choices do I have? Can I get money for it or something? Because they're really expensive.
Oh, you can avail of... you go to social services and you can avail of those benefits. What state are you calling from?
This... I'm calling from New Jersey. Does pancake makeup cause birth defect?
Say that again?
Does pancake makeup cause birth defect?
I don't know about that. Let me go to... I'll give you to the other lady who's in charge of the hotline. Okay, hold on.
Why?
Sarah.
Diamond.
Hello? Why can't you help me?
Hello?
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 Ma'am?
Yes?
I need some assistance. I was talking to a woman.
Uh-huh.
What happened?
She transferred over to me. How can I help you?
I am about a month and a half pregnant, and I don't know if I should keep the thing. So I was calling about the options because I thought this was the option line.
Okay. Why you think that you possibly shouldn't keep it?
They're very expensive. I want to preserve my womanhood downstairs, and I don't want it to, you know, eat the whole thing away. It's going to hurt.
Why do you think it's going to eat the whole thing away?
Because I have a friend who had a baby, and her woman area was blown apart. Looks like a war zone, she told me, and I said, well, then why did you have the baby? She said, I didn't know it was too far along.
I had a baby, and, you know, it goes back to normal after, you know.
Well, it depends how big it was.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, that the doctor should have just, you know, cut her, you know, open, and they didn't, and they let it come out of her area, and she can't get it back. So she has a problem with prolapse, and I already have a medical condition called the prolapse.
Oh,
I don't know if you're familiar with that yet.
Yeah.
So,
how old are you?
I'm 25. I just smoke a lot of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other thing. They told me I had to quit.
Yeah, usually it's best for you to quit.
Yeah. So, you know, I was just thinking, hey, it's only a month. Just, you know, get rid of the thing. then it will be fixed.
Yeah, but, you know, what if you want to have a child in the future?
Then I can still have one. Then I just get preggies again. And, you know, I mean, it's, right now it's just, you know, a thing inside of me.
Well, you know, so what's the difference of having one now and then having one later?
Well, right now, I'm a young woman and I want to be able to sow my seed, as it were. And men are going to not want the thing if it's all blown out. And later on, who cares? You know, I'm already out to pasture, so, you know, it doesn't matter. And, hopefully I'll have some more money if people, you know, keep donating to the Church of Deborah in the East. And so I'll have money for the thing.
Well, do you believe in God?
Depends on the day.
Well, when you do believe in God, the days that you do, so you must believe in that, God says that abortion is a sin and, you're killing a life that's inside of you.
No, I don't believe that. And, I'll just be hurting that baby. And plus, my friend told me that I could live stream the thing on Facebook Live and probably make some money. And they really need money. And I don't know.
You could live stream what?
The thing, the appointment.
The live stream it?
Yeah, chatterbait it, yeah.
Really? Why would they give you money for that?
Because people want to see it, it needs visibility,
Okay. Can I send you something in the mail about abortion?
Well,
can I send you something in the mail about abortion?
Is it available on the internet?
No, I'll send you DVDs and
DVD of what?
Huh?
I don't even have a DVD player anymore. Is it on YouTube?
No, well, you can find some stuff on YouTube, but I do have literatures and stuff that you can read if you want that.
Oh, I don't like reading real good. Well, I don't know what the problem is with an abortion if I don't think that it's killing a baby. Mm.
Well, obviously you might. It seems like you want you're thinking about it because you called us, right? But
well,
you're probably not too sure about it, right?
Well, I'm. As I'm just. As I'm describing the problems, it's making me more likely to get the thing.
As you're discarding?
Describing all the reasons why I don't want to keep it.
Oh, okay. And making you more want to get rid of it?
Yeah.
And do you think you really
would? What was that? Sorry.
So do you think you'd be able to live with yourself afterwards?
Yeah. Yeah. I've had the worst gas from this baby. It's horrible. Is that normal?
Yeah, usually some people get gas moving, and your baby going through changes.
Yeah, and I've had all these horrible waterfalls. I'm actually sitting in the bathroom right now. I can't. It's just constantly coming out of me. Horrible. Excuse me. So I think if I get rid of it, then it will stop finally. God, Lord.
There might be other things that you go through too.
Well, maybe I have some kind of infection and it's going to get into the baby and, just get rid of it.
You think you have an infection?
I might. Yeah. Chipotle.
Chipotle?
Yeah.
You ate Chipotle?
Last week.
Oh, okay.
And it's been bad since then. I don't think the baby likes it. I don't know.
So I'll tell you what. How about I send you this information, and then you call me back when you get it. And then you tell me how you feel after you see it.
Well, how long is that going to take to get in?
It'll take about a day.
A day?
Yeah.
Well, I was planning to go tomorrow.
So maybe you can wait until maybe about Wednesday, and you'll get it probably tomorrow night or Tuesday.
Oh. Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ. Oh, burns. Burns. I gotta smoke a cigarette. Oh, it smells horrible. Is it normal for there to be blood in the toilet?
No. Oh, no, you should go to the doctor.
There's blood and chunks in the toilet.
Oh, you should go to the doctor. As soon as possible. Could
that be the baby?
Possibly.
Oh, Lord. Do you think it's Chipotle did that yet?
I don't know if Chipotle did that. Or,
smells so bad.
I think you should go to the hospital. Blood and chunks in the toilet, you should go to the hospital.
Right.
Do you want me to send this in the mail?
Feels better when it comes out, and then it's just like sitting there.
Yeah, I think you should go to the hospital.
But it smiles. I can't go minutes without, needing to go.
You can't go to the hospital?
It looks like the sofritas, only redder.
Yeah, you should go to the hospital.
What's that? Jesus Christ. Alright, well, I'm gonna finish up here and then I'm gonna go to the hospital. Is it okay if I call back?
Yeah, you can call back, but before you go, can you just give me your name and your address so I can send you the stuff in the mail?
Oh, I can't even think. There's just duty everywhere.
Is what everywhere?
Duty and blood and urine everywhere.
Okay, you should go to the hospital. Just call back with your name and your address.
Okay.
Okay, unless you can give it to me now, but then I can just take it really quick.
No, it hurts, and it hurts. I feel like...
Hello?
Trying to make it feel better.
Are you okay?
All right, I'll talk to you later, honey. Honey.
What is that fucking noise?
She would have kept going for forever.
What happened?
Hello? She thought that I had a miscarriage in the toilet.
Miscarriage of justice?
Yeah. What happened? That's the first time we did a live miscarriage. Blood Sofritas. That's a good name for the Grom. Isn't it, Megan?
Sure. I'm sure I'll remember it when I post it in 3 weeks.
Okay. What's going on? Blood Sofritas. Stool sample P.O. box.
Sofritas are just disgusting as hell.
Why? I like it.
Right out of line.
Why is somebody reporting the Crown just won?
Did you see that something got auto-reported in GC?
Oh,
the woman was so obese that Facebook recognized it as inappropriate and auto-reported it.
Who?
Facebook did.
Scott Sutton posted a fatty and Facebook reported.
It said automatically recognized as reported or something. Oh my goodness, guess who's live right now?
Brad Lades.
With Carl Fagot.
It's not letting me play it. I just tried. Oh, there.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hi. Okay, so here's the deal.
We're all fat.
We ladies of my talk have come.
We're all fat. That's the deal.
It's going to say that you're watching it, man.
Well, no, it says something went wrong. We're having trouble playing this video.
Yeah. She gained the weight. Scott said, hi, Wanda. Lols.
What do you mean, call into Wanda Wisdom? How do we call into Wanda Wisdom, Edith? She says we should.
What's a call into Wanda? That would require an enormous donation. Enormous. And not from you, Edith.
So let's
I mean, unless you want to increase your donation.
Which she get mad?
Anonymous.
What? Oh, she gets mad?
Anonymous.
Yeah. When she get mad?
Anonymous! Fucking retards.
What does that mean? The ones that hacked Guccifer?
Guccifer. You mean that,
useless.
That pizzeria?
When I think of pizza, I think of pedophile rings.
Me too.
Normal.
Okay, so we got, so far, it looks like let's see here. Did we get
not enough? You always go under.
Did we reach our donation? The $300 level.
The thing is, you, Deborah, you're wrong. We don't always say we did not meet the donation, and here's why: because if we don't meet the donation, the person who's matching the donations won't give us the fucking money.
But we need to get more than the donation level.
Yeah, that's why I said you don't.
You really think we're going to get more than $300 from our fucking audience?
Madge, listen, have you ever worked at a nonprofit like this before? No. Now let me tell you, I have. The daycare center is nonprofit. Okay, it's
because you don't work there anymore.
That's how we keep all the money.
Because they fired you for molesting babies.
Okay.
Too far.
I agree with Baby Jane. Best call within a call was Phil phone sexing Noah Board.
Yeah, that true. Was.
Yeah, but true. Phil's dead. What are we going to do?
Wonder whose idea that was. Oprah's. She's dead. Yeah. Correct.
Nope, Oprah's fat again.
Oprah died.
Again?
We got to bring her back to life with the fifth sign. Matt Painter's your only house.
What are you talking
house.
About?
Yeah.
Professionals.
We need about $90 to get our matching funds. Okay? $90.
Oh, yeah.
Cheryl, do your sign.
We need $90 more.
At least. This At is least. A great episode of Lucky Bitch Radio.
One more hour.
Yeah.
And I need money.
No, I gotta buy health insurance. Best call within a call was car insurance. True. Yeah. And remember, your donation is tax deductible and will be double.
Okay, here's the deal. Yeah. Here's the deal. I hate making calls. The only way we're making calls is if we get donations. Because I hate making calls. I think they're boring.
And every time we come, this is our job. I mean, you go to work every day. You go to work every day and you get paid. Us, we, this is our job.
What are you talking about?
This is our job, yeast. We work at Geico Yeast, Corey. And it's very expensive to run these servers. I'm trying to be like NPR. Please support our grum. It's very expensive to do these grums. You have to edit the grum. You have to post it. It's really expensive to host a podcast.
I like this donation message we got. Madge, please accept this love offering from a kindred spirit who feels the same way you do about project managers. Thank you.
What? What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean?
Project managers, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you know that Thermos likes BB cum dump?
What do you mean?
He's got a tattoo.
Cum on his tattoo.
What?
He's got a cum dump tattoo.
Where?
Yeah, I didn't even know. Is that really what that means?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
He's got a cum dump on his side.
Pirate anchor tattoo on his shoulder.
Does that mean cum dump?
Universal cum dump tattoo of every Treasure Island media.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha. Yep.
She don't like black, but she'll cum down.
I like long walks on the beach and getting sprayed with cum.
What money?
What money? Normal?
Now it's because it's been an hour, it's time for me to eat something.
Me too.
What you going to eat, Megan?
Go ahead. I'm going to go get food while you all talk.
Oh, okay. So you're going to eat. But I get bitched at when I eat.
All right.
She's got to get her Domino's pizza.
Oh, yeah.
She ordered a Domino's.
Dead air.
She ordered a Domino's.
Put in my...
Yes. Yes, Sarah, yes. I love Sarah so much.
Oh.
Hey,
baby.
Hello?
Hey.
Please,
my boyfriend from in prison. My man.
I can't hear him. I do hear an echo.
Give it a sec. Is it echoing for real?
I think it's just from Madge.
Bitches, are you talking or are you dead airing?
What?
What's happening with Viola Davis? She's doing some, like, big, like, long-winded thing about collard greens.
Excuse me?
Maybe she's a member of that Facebook group.
Oh, mustardandturnipgreens.com? What?
Uh-huh.
No, I just walked, Sarah. I was walking to the kitchen, and the Grammys...
I think we should have Simply Sarah order Manch Domino's.
No, I was just watching the Golden Globes for a second as I was trying to find food, which I failed at. Right. And I saw Viola Davis going off on some rant about Meryl Streep or something, about collard greens. What was
that? Who cares? Well, did you know, man, that I did an ASMR for you one day?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I've always loved those.
I didn't know that so many people enjoy that, and it doesn't make any sense.
Whatever. Here, we're calling this number Deborah gave me.
What is it?
I have no idea. I'm sure they won't answer because it's typical.
You don't think they will?
I don't know who it is, but I'm sure if you gave me the number, they're not going to answer.
Clear the valley.
Oh. Hi. This mail. Mail. Oh, you dumb bitch. I was going to call her an alcoholic.
Deborah.
Call her back.
She hates you so, so much.
She said Lily of the Valley.
Think you're the one that's the alcoholic.
Okay. Stop with the fucking noise.
Sorry.
God damn it.
Sorry about that.
The cow.
Simply say, Sarah, are you there?
Call has been forwarded to automatic voice message system 3184425.
Oops, did I not block the number?
Whoops. There goes that one. Another one.
Best in
another one bites the duck.
Matt, are you still
another
there?
Another one bites the duck.
Matt.
Yes.
So you're still on our call. Are you just having a talk with us?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what the fuck. I'm not leading the group.
Can you tell us what your next Simply Fat will be?
Yes.
I don't know.
God, we enjoy those so much.
Do you still have a boyfriend?
I never had a boyfriend.
I thought you did for like a minute.
Trick.
Today we're Mike and I.
Because you disappeared from our grum for a while. I thought it was because you were.
A friend with benefit.
The one that had the mortuary at his house?
Christ.
What? Mortuary?
What? That's so bad.
Wait. What? What's this? Okay.
So since I've been down in the good old South, I've had three or four pretty awful hookups.
Okay.
Since we have nothing to talk about right now.
Yeah.
And the most recent one was I drove down to Brookhaven to meet this Latino guy that messaged me on this slut app called Badu. And I thought, okay.
Erica Badu?
Yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm. And I get to the driveway, I kiss, and we kiss, make out a little bit. His breath.
Why would you do that with someone you don't know?
I was horny.
You don't kiss him.
Can you let him finish?
That was bad. I thought I'd just get over it. And we walked through the fucking threshold of his house. It didn't smell like.
Did he carry you over the threshold?
No, bitch, we walked in. The smell hit my nose, and I told him
what
in the
smell
worst Spanish ever that I had to go. The smell was killing me.
What was the smell? Dead body?
It smelled like dead animals.
Dead body?
Wait, Andy, what did you say? Oh, it smelled.
Dead body.
What the hell is that smell?
Come upstairs, mother's waiting.
No.
Would you like to meet mother?
I guess. Maybe there was a 600-pound woman I could have taken a picture of on the upstairs. Maybe that's what the smell was.
Damn it!
I'm to the point where it don't add up.
It don't
add up. I can't say I've come this far with my guitar on. Pure dumb love. That's not to say I know it all.
Yes, I do.
Every time I get too high up on my horse, I fall.
Oh, fuck,
I got something lifting me up. Something holding
lifting
me
my skirt
down. Something
has
to give me wings and keep my feet on the ground.
I hold feet on the ground. Taking the horse
what the fuck is this?
Darling.
It's called Jesus and Gravity by Dolly Parton.
And I love Dolly.
And now Deborah's phone call.
About her taking a horse
call. Taking all these blessings in my life for granted one by one. When I start to thinking it's all.
Not answering, Deborah.
You are getting horrible with these numbers.
I'm getting horrible. You're giving me the fucking numbers. Oh, hi.
I'm giving you.
Please leave your message for. Shit.
Hang on.
Sarah Hartman.
No. It's too real. We can't.
Honey, I need you to pick up. This is Kellyanne Conway. I have a few questions. Miss Hartman, this is Kellyanne.
Try it again.
Kellyanne.
Walk into the light, Kellyanne.
Please leave your message for
Sarah Hartman.
I have a picture now of Kelly.
So what
step happened? Into the light. Step in. You hear Mike Pence? Donald says he's going to spank you.
Shout Factory TV, changing the channel.
Slasher, mass murders, goats, chickens. Oh. My floor is yellow.
Honey, is she drunk?
What's that?
Heat up to sleep.
Normal.
I'm a little worried about Miss Jan Terry. You know, she's a car crash survivor. I'm sure she's on SSDI, and she's posting, asking people to make donations to get pictures. She gonna lose her, you know, benefit.
Isn't that what you wanted me to do?
Oh, blue.
I love it, honey.
No,
you want to show me your little box?
Oh, wait, is someone on the phone? I'm confused.
Mary Hartman.
Oh.
It sounds like Ames.
Oh, you're panty daddy.
Honey, that's not the way I want you to do it.
I have her phone number.
What the fuck is going on?
How else can I not do anything except by not doing anything?
What the fuck is going on?
Mary Hartman.
How can not doing anything,
wait,
not
are we talking to someone?
Doing anything.
Deborah's sister, I mean Heather's sister.
What are you talking about? And I'm telling you, it's not a waxy build up there. It's a waxy build up there.
God, is every one of my boyfriends
dead? You know, these
dead?
People, I mean, they turn out about a million cans a week. I mean, who am I supposed to listen to, you? Waxy yellow build up. It is a little yellow, isn't it?
It
certainly is.
Are we done yet? Can we count the money and go home?
No, we took all this money. We got to give them something.
We didn't take anything. We earned it. Are
this is what I'm sending you. This is from that Chi-Town foodie group.
Okay.
With the blog.
Wait, I want videos. I don't want pictures.
Well, look at that, though.
Yeah, I want a video. Oh, my God, that's horrible.
That's normal.
Which number... Hello? Oh, my God, we've been on Sarah's voicemail this whole time. Sorry, Sarah.
Delayed it.
It's too late.
You should have delayed it.
It's too late.
Oh, no.
Now she's going to be
gonna
even more
paranoid.
She's going
to do a conspiracy, take it to the FBI.
Oh, my God, he's a goosefer.
You know, she probably knows people in the administration.
Well, you know, it's B-Bart Medium.
Mm-hmm.
I think
her normal.
Her real name is Joan.
Excuse me.
She's okay, I'm giving you all these numbers.
Stacy Jones. She's a Jones, like as in Alex Jones. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Alex Jones Media. May I help
you? I don't think so, Madge.
She's a Jones.
Person cannot be reached at the moment.
Next.
Please leave a message after the tone. After you...
Calling all these fucking numbers. You're giving me all these bad numbers, Deborah. What
these are all, but they're not answered. But just keep calling until you get one.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Sounds fucking fun. Jesus Christ.
Excuse me. Lots of new Simply Sarahs. She's got,
Hi, you've reached 208-255.
Next. No.
Thank you.
Wiener.
Ganged.
Wiener Sangria. Wiener Sangria.
There are just I can't even use Google Hangouts because it's just so many.
Does that still exist? People use that?
Well, I'm using it to call my boyfriends. There's just so many fucking men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I should have named these people. Let's try this one.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on, and why is there dead air?
Keep it calling Carrie Laundry. We're unavailable to take your call right now. Please leave us your name and a number, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Top of the morning to you.
Yeah.
Do you want to watch an earwax removal?
No. Mitch, does this look nasty to you?
You?
That's, I don't know. That looks.
Oh my
not
God!
Healthy.
What is that, Cheryl? Don't
guess who. Wait, guess who posted this?
Someone,
in GC?
Someone horrible.
Yes, guess.
Let me type it.
Yes. Small. Yes. Yeah, isn't that disgusting? How do you think that's hot, Deborah? Do you think that's hot?
SMDH.
Well, I'm sort of, you know, it's irrelevant. Ooh. Because I'm
obese.
Oh, we got a call.
Got a horrible grum today.
Mm-hmm. Got to hear my duty, though.
Hello?
We're going to watch an earwax removal.
Hello? Who is this?
Earwax removal.
I'm sorry. Let me turn my TV down. This mad TV. Hold on. Let me turn my TV down.
This is fucking awful.
Hello? What are you... Yeah, you're a little coming a little hot.
Hot.
How you doing, honey?
Ew.
Well, you know, I'm bored, and, you know, my sister came and visit.
This is great fun.
Yeah, my sister's here.
Can we hear you? Can we not?
Can we take me off speaker?
Deborah, we can't hear the person. This is pointless.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you as long as they hold you right close to my ear.
Oh, you hold me close to your heart, honey.
Is it fun to Christmas?
You got that right.
You know how I'd like you to hold me. You
remember got that right.
You remember that last time you held me? You made me feel so nice.
Yeah, I.
My sister Cheryl's in town. Did you you remember her from last time when we met?
No.
Get on the phone, Cheryl. Grab the other phone.
Hey. Hello. Hello.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Well, that's too bad because you guys are there and I'm here.
Well, we changed that with a donation.
Do I?
Yeah. You're gonna fuck up.
Tell me where are you now?
Donation town.
Yes.
Texas.
You remember? Yeah. We're in New York, baby.
Where are you?
You remember?
We travel. We've got a lot of those buddy passes, so we're always flying all over the country.
Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
BB.
I missed that you guys were both talking, so I missed it, but that's all right. Go ahead.
Know, we go over each other a lot.
You know what I'm saying.
Remember when we were at that beach house and there was that disabled person?
Oh, yeah. And we both did.
Remember, you're kind of cutting in and out, and I'm missing some of the words. I remember... last time, you know, you said you remember dick. Last time, but I missed the, whatever that other word was.
Big dick blueberry ice cream.
You talking about Jeffrey?
Can I call you back or something and get a better connection?
No, we got a good connection. We just got a little duty, but we can fix that.
You want to play with my clitoris?
Connection, but you have to get what?
My clitoris.
Ported.
Clitoris.
Voofed.
You don't remember? You remember me and Cheryl? We met you at the beach house.
No, I honestly don't. We met where?
At the beach house.
pizza.
Yeah.
Stop making that fucking noise, Cheryl.
I'm just getting some chips.
Fortunately, I don't because of, I haven't been to a beach house in years.
Well, from your picture, it looks like you swim every day. Okay. Swimming to the grocery store.
But I'm not even close to the ocean where I am. Where are you?
We met there on vacation, honey. Were you high?
No, I'm trying my best, but I have not been on vacation.
Listen. First of all, stop making the fucking noise, Cheryl. Put the shit down.
Well, I'm going to eat these chips, and it's going
to
be...
You're being very rude. We are talking to this man, and you're ruining it.
But he's talking too slowly for me.
Yeah, it's okay. I want to talk to you.
Tell her to stop it.
I think you might have dialed the wrong guy, but...
No, we have not. We have not, but you need to tell her sometimes a man needs to put a woman in her place, and this one at a time. Now tell her to stop it. Tell her to stop making that noise,
pussy.
One of you should be speaking and making noise at a time, I think.
Exactly. You have that hearing aid, don't you?
Don't you have one of those things that you put in your anus? It reacts to sound, and it looks like a tampon string.
Pussy.
No, I don't have a hearing aid.
No, it's in the my bond.
I haven't been to a beach house, unfortunately.
Do you smoke?
And I wasn't on vacation, unfortunately.
That doesn't mean
that I can't go.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Because I love to take time, go to the beach, enjoy the view, walk on my chiffon gown, designed by Michael Kors with a chiffon purse. And sometimes I do that. I'm sorry. My throat's a little sore.
Yeah. I'm going to do some ASMR for you, okay?
She's in there eating. She is.
I'm a little fat girl. I'm going to cut your head with these scissors. But first.
Yeah, you're both talking again. So
first, I'm going to eat. Listen to
what you're saying, but.
Listen to me eat these chips.
Pussy.
First of all, if you are worried about your health care, you'd stop eating all this fucking food and spending it on that. Second of all, you need to stop. It's rude to this man.
Yes.
He cannot hear you, Cheryl. He has told you. Tell her, sir, that it's hard for you to hear her.
Yeah, that's right. Only one of you should be speaking so I can listen to that person and understand. If you both talk, you get garbled up and I don't understand either one of you.
Pussy.
Okay. Let me slow it down. Now. You remember me. We were on the beach. Now, I'm going to bring back your memory a little bit, okay? So, I'm going to talk slow. Sir? First of all, what's your name?
I haven't been to a beach in...
Okay.
Like, by the ocean in years and years and years.
Okay, now, what is your name?
I haven't been too obese, either.
How long ago was this?
Okay, first of all, we're going to take one thing at a time. Okay?
Right.
Okay. First of all,
that's good. I agree with that.
Okay. First of all, what's your name?
Well, who are you trying to call?
First of all, what's your name?
Ed, who are you trying to call?
Okay. I'm in my phone book, you're under Ed.
Okay, well, you got that one, right?
Okay. D.
Yep.
D. Donation.
D.
Okay. Second of all, mother's upstairs stuffed.
D. Who said D?
Third of all.
Someone ordered third D. Of all,
we met at the beach here because I have beach ad
D.
in quotations in my phone. Jitterbug. Number two, favorite. Fourth of all, I sung to you on the beach. We talked about Elvis on the beach with my sissy. Do you remember me singing to you? I sung to you very slow. Do you remember that?
No, not
okay.
at all.
Okay. Maybe let's see if this jogs your memory. Okay. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Knew you'd be here tonight.
Yeah.
I put my best dress on, boy, I was so right.
Yeah.
All eyes connected. Now there's nothing how it used to be. Don't second guess it. Checking on this feeling. Go focus, close up you and me. Now focus. Got me affected. Spun me 180 degrees. It's so electric. Sit down and dance with me. Yeah. Smile. You remember the change?
No, I don't.
You
I'm
don't
sorry.
Remember that. And it was magical to me, eh, Ed? You made me. You made me feel like.
You made
you
me.
Know, I don't know what to say. I wish I was the guy. I wish I made
you are the
beach.
Guy, Ed. You made me feel like a you made me feel like a young girl again. School for girls. When I used to run the school for Natalie, Joe Blair, and Tooney.
Mrs. Gay.
What beach was it? Where are you located?
Ed, don't do this to me. I can't wish I could quit you.
What beach was it? Where are you located?
Barkerville Beach.
In the back of water.
Don't cry, please.
I'm sorry.
Don't cry. It's okay. I mean, I'm just not the guy you think I am.
You
that's
are,
all.
Ed.
I am a nice guy. My name is Ed. And
Ed, you got
I'm just
to,
not who,
Ed,
who you,
you
think
got
I
to
am.
Mention number. The men just taking your wife from me.
A little
stress. Where let me maybe I can help out.
Okay.
Where are you located and what beach was it?
Barkerville Beach, where my mama.
Take a broom from the garden and send it down to me as a message.
You remember this when Cheryl sung this to you?
New call.
You know Binghamton, New York, Ed?
Yes.
Okay, we met there and we took it and we went to the beach. That's where I'm from.
Oh, little flower, Therese. Powerful.
Yeah, not the
I know what Binghamton is.
Body and spirit.
Where did you
God.
Come
I used
from
to come pick you
there?
Up
what beach did we go?
I used to come pick
I know,
you up
please.
On top of you.
Confidence.
You have to, you came and picked me up.
Yeah.
I beseech you.
Yeah.
Tell me again. Four.
Yeah.
Listen to this, please.
The next
I don't even know what it is. I mean, I know Banton is real. And what beach did we go to? Because I don't even remember a beach for years and years. Beach by the ocean, you mean?
Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my God, Jeff, are you okay? What's that?
It's a gun. He don't love me no more.
By the ocean?
Don't do it. Don't kill yourself.
Wait. He remembers. Wait. Wait a minute. He remembers.
So...
I'm just shooting these ducks. Goddamn ducks get in my yard. Pisses me off. Ed, are you for the Second Amendment? I ain't. Ed? Ed? Oh, he hung up when he heard the gun.
Good. Thank God. She was horrible.
What did Meryl Streep say about Donald Trump?
What didn't anybody say? Like it's going to matter.
But she just said something on Golden Globes, I'm told. I want to know what she said.
Giga Tigga says, how does one shoot themselves with a shotgun then reload it?
Yes. Yeah.
Come on.
Troy, we're going to call her back and let you donate.
No.
It's a way to get them to donate more. We call them back unless they donate. Okay. Whoever is
the problem is, how do you turn off these fucking notifications on IRC Cloud? Because somebody is IMing me, and every time they IM me, it makes this fucking sound. Stop it.
Well, there's probably a mute button somewhere, man.
Fuck off. Where is it?
Well, if I know, I'm looking at myself.
Delete. Ignore. Who is?
Take by the ocean.
I put it on Do Not Disturb, the goddamn thing, and it's still notifying me. Oh, maybe I didn't. Oh, there.
Now it's on Do Not Disturb.
Now it's on Do Not Disturb. Yeah.
Just damn it, baby.
Casey's house.
Match, there was a little girl at the daycare center, and I said, chuck and pickle, and then she went home, and she repeated those words to her mother. And she said, why is she saying chuck and pickle?
She's a little girl,
I said, I have no idea.
Because she's a little girly.
My speech.
How dare she?
I know, children are horrible.
Chicken, pickle, pumpernickel chicken.
Pumpernickel. It's racist. Okay. What else do we have? Let me see what my saved items were. I think that there were a number of items for you, Mayan.
Good day.
Okay, Summer's Eve Hotline.
Oh, let's go.
That sounds good.
Okay.
It's stuck.
Okay.
Michael Jackson always tell me, you know, he's in a new Macy's ad.
Your product made it smell worse.
Retta!
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, I just came to call off the Marines, honey. I can fill my thermos with coffee down at the plant.
Oh, Charlie, Mary's gone to all this trouble.
Charlie's right. We got to move.
Thank you for calling the Consumer Care Center. Our normal business hours are 8:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. However, at this time,
wait a minute. Let's just say,
if this is an emergency, please call 911 or your physician. If you would like to leave a message regarding a non-emergent issue, please feel free to do so, and an agent will contact you when the Consumer Care Center reopens. Thank you.
Turn it on.
I'm looking at the man in the mirror.
Thank you for calling Summer's Eve, the care center. Our offices are currently closed. Our business hours
care
are...
Care center. Here, we're calling a sex worker.
A lot of us want to get...
I don't know what we're supposed to say to the sex worker.
I love Deborah's remix videos of Simply Sarah. They're one of my favorite things. Okay.
Well, donate if you think so.
Okay. Hashtag.
Snicker DM.
I'll be there for you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Cindy?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Hello?
Hi, I've never done this before. I'm kind of nervous. Hello?
This
is John. John.
Who?
My name's John, honey.
Oh, you have the wrong number, lady.
Oh, no. No, I don't. Friend gave me this. Jesus.
Well, you know, whoever gets these numbers, if they don't give us any contact...
It's a sex worker.
Oh, well, that's...
Let me fuck you in the pussy, baby.
You don't have to be like that about it.
Okay, call her back.
Anus.
She sounded very nice.
I don't think that was a sex worker, but come ahead.
One mommy.
And Skype's not ringing anymore. So I never know when they get added.
You talking about the Steve?
Yeah, no, on Skype we can't tell when... You know,
the ads randomly pop in.
What do you mean you can't tell?
It doesn't used to.
Well, we don't hear it ringing. It's just all of a sudden there's somebody in the conversation.
Oh, yeah. That's Skype is great for that.
Yeah. Are you calling someone?
Yes.
How would I know? It doesn't even show it.
Well, you could be less of an idiot and an asshole.
Hello, and I would come to the phone. Please leave me a detailed message, your name, and a phone number. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, this is Eve Summers, and I was told that I could call this number and get fingered. I'd like to get fingered, preferably on a Thursday, by a woman with a large black skin tag on her vagina. And what do you call those ingrown nails when you have a black nail? I would like for you to finger me with a black nail. Thank you.
Honey.
Horrible. Yeah, I want you to play with my La La Land.
Calling LCR Health. Our office is currently closed.
Great number.
We are open Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Can we just get our fucking money and leave? I'm sick of this shit. I need a pizza and health insurance.
Girls, I have a question for you. Is there any way that we can grum once in a while on a Saturday night instead of a Sunday?
No.
Some of us have jobs.
Why do you need that, Cheryl? You don't even fucking work. What do you care?
I'm just asking you a normal question instead of doing it on a school night.
You don't have school.
But you do.
So why do you give a shit? Since when are you so concerned about my well-being?
Fucking cunt.
I have other things I have to do on a Saturday night, Cheryl. I'm a woman.
Right.
I have to lesbian out.
Okay.
So no. Maybe during the week, perhaps, sometime, but no, not on a fucking weekend.
All right.
It's ridiculous enough I have to throw away my life for this shit. Now you want me to throw away a weekend night, too?
Yeah.
For this shit. Why haven't we gotten any more money?
Well, because they want calls.
Fuck them. We've been doing calls and it hasn't gotten any money. No more calls.
We haven't actually had
No more calls. No more shitty numbers from Deborah that I'm going to call.
I gave vetted numbers.
You give me all these fucking shit numbers.
The puss, et cetera, needs to give
them. Yeah, thank you. And he gave a donation and that's enough for what he asked for and got.
Call Noah Bortbeck.
Shut up. Listen. I want money and I want it now. We're not calling anybody until we get them goddamn fucking money.
Yeah.
And we've got it close enough. And where's our matching anonymous? And I want our anonymous funds, please, before 11. Thank you very much.
Yeah. We don't get the money, see.
I have a hard out. I have a hard out. I hate Alan Cummings. I want to know what Meryl Streep said. Will somebody please tell me what Meryl Streep said in the goddamn shit about Trump?
Meryl Streep said, yeah, see? I was ragging all the time, see? I put him in my vagina, see? She said, donate to the girls.
You are all useless as pimples.
Meryl Streep said, see? And then Donald Trump came out on stage and he says, I'm going to make America great again.
He took a dump in the middle of the stage.
Let's see.
I wonder what's going to happen on his inauguration.
What?
Inauguration.
Mm-hmm. This is long.
Well, we have time.
Is it black?
Go ahead.
Streep then noted that one performance stood out this year, that of Donald Trump when he mocked a disabled reporter at a rally. There was nothing good about it, but it did its job. It kind of broke my heart when I saw it, and I still can't get it out of my head because it wasn't in a movie, it was real life. That instinct to humiliate when it's modeled by someone in a public platform, it will possess in everyone's lives because it gives permissions for others to do the same. Disrespect invites disrespect, violence incites violence. She called on the press to stand up to Trump, and then she finger banged herself.
Thank you.
You know what Trump's going to say? Meryl Streep's so disappointed. So what does he say? Such a waste.
He fang-a-banged herself
so
in talentless. Five language with an accent.
Yeah, yeah. Stand up to Donald Trump.
My way.
Oh, oh wait, there's a Simply Sarah to watch, right?
Bango-banged herself to
my way.
Where's the Simply Sarah video to watch?
My way.
He's going to have Meryl Streep assassin.
Give me a video to watch.
Which one? Wiener Sangria?
Anything I haven't seen.
While you're looking.
Did we get a donation?
How much money do you need?
We need $9,000.
We need... Shut up, Cheryl. Let me answer this question non-obtusely. We need $80.57.
Somebody in the 1% could easily... we got a few of y'all.
1%?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. We need $80. We need $88.12 after PayPal fees.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I ate too many things and now I'm going to be sick. And now you know I'm going to have to make more of those duties for you. Yeah, you like those duties, don't you?
We're calling
Can
Tom.
I want to do some
new norovirus. How come you're all
yeah?
This
I want to do
Tom.
Some ASMR.
This is Tom.
I want to do some ASMR.
There. Here's ASMR of me not having any money.
The duty sliding out of my home. Three little girls. Yeah. I know Matt likes when I talk like Sarah, yeah.
I like him.
Yeah.
My pussy makes me get incorporated in there.
Tom.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
I'm Tom. By the phone.
What's going on, baby?
Give me a call back.
Thank Motherfucker, you. This is the second goddamn time this has happened. I thought it was him. It's his fucking voice.
Please record your message after the beep. When you're finished.
I'm going to leave a voice message.
It's too late.
Can I continue with Sarah? We were having a moment.
But now we're calling this number that I don't know what it is.
Thank you for calling. If you know the extension of the party you
Great
are trying
number,
to reach,
Deborah.
Please enter it now. Otherwise, please remain on the line while your call is transferred.
Lootly looped.
The party you are trying to reach is unavailable at this time. Please leave your name,
Weird.
Number, and brief message, and your call will be returned as soon as possible.
Chicken.
Thank you. To return to the main menu, press 1.
Does it give you the option to re-record?
Nope.
Try the name.
All right.
I want to be a little girl with Sarah.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's talk about your food, Sarah.
Yeah? Can you make me a baby cake, Chris?
Welcome to 1-800-Psychics.com Psychic Selection. Here you'll receive 24-hour assistance finding the perfect psychic for your questions about love, career, family, and anything else that's on your mind.
Bussy.
We only connect you to authentic psychics, tarot readers, and astrologers who have been screened by psychic source. Need help with what questions to ask a psychic? Our trained support specialist can assist you for free. So stay on the line and tell a support specialist that you'd like assistance selecting a psychic or help with what questions to ask.
Para continuar en español,
marque el 3. If you are a first-time caller and want to purchase a psychic reading at the introductory rate and have a credit card ready, please press 1 now. If you're an existing customer and would like to speak to customer service, press 2 now. If you're an existing customer and would like to go right to the service, please press 4 now.
Hey, that's gorgeous.
That's not going to work.
If you are a first-time caller and want to purchase a psychic reading at the introductory rate and have a credit card ready, please press 1 now. If you're an existing customer and would like to speak to customer service, press 2 now. If you're an existing customer and would like to go right to the service, please press 4 now. Customer service calls may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes.
That's too good.
Excuse me.
Thank you for calling Psychic Source. My name is Sherry. How may I help you?
Hi, Sherry. Hello?
Go ahead.
Sherry, I'm calling because I'm just in a bind. I'm trying to get psychic advice about Donald Trump. Hello? Sherry, I've never done this before.
Okay, how can I help you?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
I'm just worried about donations and stuff, and we're not going to get enough donations. What do
okay,
I need?
Unfortunately, I'm not a psychic. This is customer service.
Oh. Oh.
Have a wonderful evening.
No, I need...
Dirty.
You mean I'm like
this? Psychic Source. This service is...
Are you kidding me?
What
enjoy
a cut.
Your time with an advisor.
Just connect.
Continuar en español.
Do it again.
Marque el 3. To set up an account or speak with customer care, press 0. If you are an existing member or just signed up on the website, press 1. Please hold while we connect your call to the next
Sherry,
available customer care center.
Get her again.
Cancel
we need
this
to talk
request
to her
and
about
return
her
to the previous menu. Press
I'm
the start
very
key.
Concerned about her depression.
Customer service calls may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes.
That's fine.
Yeah.
To set up an account or speak with customer care, press 0. If you are an existing member or just signed up on the website, press 1. To learn more, please hold while...
She sent us back.
Customer service calls may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes.
I'm trying to set up an account.
I'm trying to iron in here.
Sherry, I'm trying to set up a psychic account. Sherry, it says you're on the call. I'm trying to set up a psychic account.
Well, thank you for calling Psychic Source.
To set up an account or speak with customer care, press 0. If you are an existing member or just signed up on the website, press 1. To learn more about Psychic Source, or to listen to the greetings from our community of advisors,
I'm ready to fucking blow a load.
To your options, press 9.
I'm going to hit 0.
To set up an account or speak with customer care, press 0. If you are an existing member or just signed up on the website, press 1. To learn more about Psychic Source, or to listen to
the
while we connect your call to the next available customer care specialist.
How are you doing?
To cancel this request and return to the previous
menu,
press
the
star key.
You want this fucking D in your mouth?
Yeah.
Customer service calls may be monitored for quality assurance and training.
One of you boys about to get stuffed.
Stuff
on you boys.
What?
She hung out.
Oh. What is that?
Stuff somebody.
You? Yeah. Who?
Oh.
Chatterbait.
Chatterbait.
What?
God damn, I'm about to fucking stuff on the skull fuck some. I might skull fuck you, Gary. Gary,
yeah.
I might fucking skull fuck your little ass.
Hurry, bitch.
Yeah, so straight.
Honey, I'm into verbal, baby. I'm fucking into that shit.
Yeah.
I hope you guys are into verbal, too.
Does he have a tampon hanging out of his ass? I like when they got tampon hanging out.
Yeah. Chatterbait for me, baby. Yeah.
Now, this is where we need to get Deborah back on. She needs to get back on here.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Does it, baby? Thank you, Nick and Nora. Thank you, baby. We got someone trying to get us to goal so you can see this fucking hot stud nut is nut. Get this nut out.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a big load.
Right there. Did it pull up?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, did it not pull up, honey? My telephone number is 305-856-6770.
Six.
Okay, it's 305-856-8770.
That's me, honey. Oh, fuck yeah, guys. You weren't affected by the flood.
Okay. Hold on here. Are you a current customer?
I'm not. I ain't never.
Are you looking
done
for a new quote?
Well, y'all sent me that thing in the mail. I'm so scared. It ain't expired yet at home.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I don't. Is it said it expired?
It said your account was expired?
No, it said rush. Gotta hurry up and do this, or this offer will not last.
Oh, okay. Are you looking for a new quote then?
Yeah.
What's the year of your vehicle?
2007.
What's the make?
Ford.
And what's the model?
Ford. Oh, I'm so close.
Turn down. I gotta just. Ma'am, it's on. Turn down your TV. I'm hearing it.
Sorry.
Files are on your car.
I can't hear you. Your TV's loud.
Oh, fuck.
Ma'am.
Can you give me your full name?
Deborah McConnell.
Hyphen.
Can you spell your last name for me?
Hyphen.
Hello?
Can you spell your last name for me?
M-C-C-U-N-T-E-L.
Good.
My husband's passed, but I have AARP. Is that do I need to cancel that with this or the Geico?
Oh, hold on 1 second. I have Deborah. Is it D-E-B-R-A?
D-E-B-H-O-R-A.
Girdle hyphen.
And then M-C-C-U-N-T-A-L?
Yes.
And then your phone number 305-856-8770?
Yes, ma'am.
Can she hear us?
Okay. Let me get this over to one of our service agents, and they're going to give you a call back tomorrow.
Yes, she can hear us. Jesus.
Normal business hours, 9 a.m.
No, ma'am, no. No, it says I had to call in today. It's going to be expired.
I don't. This is their answering service. They're not open at the moment.
Stop. So what do you mean it's going to be expired tomorrow? I don't understand.
I can get a message over to the office for you, but they're not open right now.
But it says that it was going to be expired, ma'am, and I need this next because I'm worried about it. Well, we're just going to ruin this.
Okay, well, I can let them know.
You're still in your pay plan.
And hopefully they won't expire it tomorrow.
Well, I don't understand. What's your job if you ain't doing anything?
I answer their phones. You and take messages for them for tomorrow.
But you didn't even get the car VIN number. How do I know this is legitimate?
You know what I'm saying? They're going to give you the customized quote tomorrow. So all I needed was the year, the make, the model, and the miles on your car.
Is this a Christian organization, and are y'all bringing jobs back to America? Are you Indian or American?
This is American Standard Auto Protection.
Well, you know, sometimes they sound like us, but they really ain't. I mean, are you based in America or are you an Afghan or whatever?
Yeah, this is America.
Well, I'm just making sure because, Donald Trump is going to make America great again and bring the jobs back. And I'm just making sure this is a reputable company that's going to be supporting the U.S. economy. Ma'am?
Okay. I can get a message over.
Well, the thing is, I work for the school.
I need it now.
And stuff, and there's different things.
Yeah.
Have you, ma'am?
All I can do is get a message over for you. I'm sorry.
Hello, okay, Girdle. Girdle, hang up now.
Okay, hold on.
I can get a message over to the office for you.
Do you have another call? Hang up.
My name is Candace with their answering
Candace, cabin. Candace, have you ever been with a black man? Because you sound like the type.
Okay. Well, I'm going to disconnect now. Thank
you. Well, I just don't
think.
Fine. Bye, honey.
He made her blush.
I have no control over that, Cheryl, when Deborah makes her own calls.
You don't?
No.
That's probably a good thing.
All right, let's count the money.
Did we meet our goal?
No. We got 200.
No. This is unacceptable.
How much are we short?
We won't grum next time. Okay, ready.
What?
Ready.
How much are we short?
I told you already when man asked. $80. No, $82.12 after PayPal fee.
Okay, somebody out there. We're not going to get this man, y'all, and Cheryl's not going to be able to get her foot
out. To make
okay,
it
Cheryl, take the notes. Brandon M. Brandon M. $19.12. Are you writing this down?
Yeah.
Elizabeth P. $9.41 for Deborah's doll collection.
Doll?
Doll.
Oh.
Thank you, honey.
Claire S. $9.41.
Yeah,
honey. Kyle F. $23.97.
Thank you, honey.
Mark C. is in Cunninghole. $15.24.
$15.25.
Vince L., one of the only people that somehow knows how to get us money without paying fees, is $50 even. Thank you.
Whoa, thank you, honey.
Read the math.
His comment is, I have a husband.
well, he donates too.
Mike V. is $6.79. His comment is fake. Fake Jews, meaning himself.
Six or 60?
$6.69. Grant B, $28.83.
$23 in what?
$28.83. His comment is, there go his Earls.
Mm-hmm.
Diane E, $10 even.
Well, thanks, Diane.
Diane starts tonight.
Brendan T gave Miguel's number, who isn't any good. $4.55.
Thank you.
Scott S. $5 even. Comment, what will happen to the cot? Where will there be a cot cam? If the cot's going in the garbage. Okay. Anonymous is $17.81.
Whoa.
Damn.
His comment is, to restore Cheryl's womanhood down there.
Thank you.
Luke T, $5 even. Steven, comment, salsa baby fell out.
True.
No, I'm on.
Baby Jane N-word, $6.66.
Come on.
Comment is, good job advertising tonight's Grum Rilch.
You're welcome. See, look at that.
Not good enough. Not good enough.
Fuck.
That's it. How much is that so far? Honey.
Each?
No, total. First total.
$211.69.
Okay, so yeah. So, $211.69.
What? Huh?
So where's our matching funds?
Come on.
Where's our matching funds? I have 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
I thought we were going to get a donation for the rest.
We are supposed to, but we haven't yet.
Come on, people. Give
us there's a professor in the room.
With a book deal.
And he's tenured.
How much was his advance, or was that not part of the Facebook post?
Not part of the Facebook post. Mm,
convenient.
Fill the rest of his walls.
Did he get a new shoe rack yet?
Yeah.
Double decker.
Oh my god. Fuck me, Reagan. Yeah. Reagan. put your book down on me, baby.
I think Troy forgot to donate.
Tenure. Troy, fuck me with one of your reclamations. Giga.
Reclamations.
Fuck me under your wall.
Yes.
Fuck me under your big wall hole.
Let me see. Yes. A little bit more money.
To your tickets?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, those donations made me whole. Made me whole.
No, no, no.
My lady did.
Yeah. And my pussy.
So gross. I'm imagining Sarah saying all that.
To her taste. Do you like it?
You all right, honey?
You got a little hair in your mouth? Do you like it?
Yes,
to taste.
And you know y'all can pawn stuff if you don't have access to money, y'all. I mean, everybody's listening on a phone or a computer. Y'all could pawn that.
I mean, that.
True.
6 months ago, I was matched, but...
Twinks.
It's okay, honey. We understand.
Well, I can give you $25. Hold on. Let me check my account.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Shut up, Cheryl.
Let me see if I can find somebody social on the dark web.
Okay, I just sent you both $70.56. I did the math myself. Now, if the money comes in...
You're going to fill it in until you get your money like before.
If the matching fund comes in, I will disperse it at that time.
Well, I'm saying you just fill it in yourself.
Wait a minute. We just said we're getting
20. Houses now.
Well,
we're getting 25 more.
Well, it's too late.
It's never too... Madge!
She needs that.
It's 11. It's 11 o'clock. I told you I have a heart out at 11. I will disperse the rest.
Including the $25?
No, just donate next time.
Wait a second. Hold on. Somebody just donated more money.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Now, we just got the matching funds of $300.
Yeah.
I will then send you each another 100. Thank you, Anonymous. Matt, are you sending money or are we waiting? What are we doing?
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you, Anonymous, for that. $300, even though our audience couldn't come up with the other half.
Very generous.
Nice of you.
I need more money for my burn pile.
I'm not giving any of this money.
Do y'all do that? I've invested it in Bitcoin, but it crashed, and I don't have
any. How much did you pay for your fucking Bitcoin?
I sold the Bitcoin and made money when it crashed. I got out before it was too late.
When it crashed.
She sells low, man.
I sold my Bitcoin for $2. Big thing.
High, sell low.
I thought that's how you did it.
Yeah, I know. You did it.
I invested, too. I invested this money.
What you do is you go to the store, and you buy the products at retail price, and then you sell them at a discount. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Or you buy the
girls. So nice.
I didn't talk about what Apple's sending me.
I don't care.
No one cares. That's why
fucking
Tim
light bulbs. Nobody cares about those.
Cut.
You got a free light bulb that nobody wants. Congratulations for complaining.
I like those light bulbs.
Match must be very proud as a stock owner that they're cutting people's salaries.
I am.
What?
It's
what?
Really great job.
Poor Tim Cook only got $13 million.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Whose salary are they cutting?
Tim Cook.
Good.
Hey.
He deserves to be fired. I've said that many times. Why do they take so long to fucking fire his ass?
Sonic.
Y'all. She is the first biggest company in gang.
Oh, that's honey, I'm a stockholder. Money's the bottom line counts, not this bullshit.
Trump said about Jewish people are true?
Yes.
Yes, you guys hold gold under your shirts.
I am shocked and appalled. Get signed.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I have to go watch Meryl Streep. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, honey. Plural squish sound. Goodbye. Shalom. Thank God.